In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O mankind, have fear of your Rabb. The catastrophic quaking of the hour of doom will be terrible indeed. On that day, you shall see that every nursing mother will forget her nursing babe, and every pregnant female will miscarry, and you will see people as if they are intoxicated, though they will not be drunk. Such will be the horror of Allah's chastisement. Yet there are some among people who in their ignorance argue about Allah and follow every rebellious devil, for whom it is decreed that whoever will take him as his friend, he will mislead him and drive him to the punishment of the burning fire. O mankind, if you doubt about the life after death, remember that we first created you from dust, then from a sperm, then from a leech-like mass, then from a morsel of flesh, partly formed and partly unformed, so that we may manifest to you our power. We cause to remain in the womb whom we wish for an appointed term, and then we bring you forth as infants. Then we nourish you so that you may reach your age of full strength. There are some of you who die young, and some who live on to their abject old age, when all that they once knew they know no more. You sometimes see the land dry and barren, but no sooner do we pour down rain upon it than it begins to stir and swell, putting forth every kind of beautiful growth in pairs. This is because Allah is the reality. It is He who gives life to the dead, and it is He who has power over everything. And this is a proof that the hour of doom is sure to come. There is no doubt about it, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise up those who are in the graves. Yet there are others among people who wrangle about Allah, though they neither have knowledge nor guidance, nor an enlightening book, twisting things around in order to lead others astray from the path of Allah. For such persons, there is disgrace in this life and on the day of resurrection. We shall make them taste a punishment of burning fire, saying, "This is what you prepared and sent forth with your own hands." Rest assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unjust to His worshippers.